Understanding Jones Act Damages, a comprehensive guide for maritime workers.
The Jones Act, also referred to as the Merchant Marine Act of 1920, is a significant piece of legislation that safeguards the rights of sailors and seamen working in U.S. waters and ports. If you're a maritime worker who has been injured on the job, understanding your rights under the Jones Act is crucial. A skilled New Orleans Jones Act attorney can help you handle the complexities of maritime law and assist you in receiving the full damages you're entitled to. Don't let the intricacies of legal procedures intimidate you. Contact Quaria Law Firm, LLC today at 504-525-5211 to schedule a consultation and take the first step towards securing the compensation you deserve.
The essence of the Jones Act.
The Jones Act, established in 1920, was revised in 2006 to better protect maritime workers. It fills gaps not addressed by land-based laws, ensuring the welfare of sailors and fostering the growth of the shipping industry.
The Act extends protections to a wide range of maritime professions, including but not limited to 1. Captains 2. Deckhands 3. Engineers 4. Fishermen 5. Mates
6.
Pilots
7.
Stewards 8. Cooks 9. Bartenders 10. Divers.
Anyone contributing to the work of a vessel for at least 30% of their time in navigable waters is generally protected under the Jones Act. The Jones Act and its protective measures. Maritime workers often do not qualify for federal or state-based workers' compensation when injured, leaving them vulnerable. The Jones Act addresses this by enabling maritime workers to recover damages from accidents and injuries resulting from employer negligence.
What constitutes navigable waters?
To be protected under the Jones Act, seamen must work on navigable waters. This implies that their main job function should be offshore or on a vessel that's moored but capable of navigating on water. Even vessels undergoing repair but still in water are considered in navigation.
The concept of contribution to the work of the vessel.
The Act protects any seaman who works on a vessel in navigable waters. It does not matter what the job function is. As long as the individual works on the vessel, they are considered to be contributing to the vessel's work.
Types of negligence under the Jones Act.
It's crucial to understand that the Jones Act does not cover accidents resulting from seamen's own actions or those not caused by anyone's fault. It is only when injuries occur as a result of employer negligence that seamen are protected.
Common examples of negligence include 1. Failure to provide proper safety training. 2. Neglecting regular equipment checkups. 3. Ignoring necessary repairs to malfunctioning equipment. 4. Not providing workers with appropriate safety gear. 5. Overlooking the placement of warning signs in hazardous areas.
6.
Failing to ensure vessel decks contain non-skid surfaces.
7.
Not providing a seaworthy vessel.
What are the damages under the Jones Act? The Jones Act is a significant piece of legislation designed to protect seamen who are injured while performing their duties. Under this act, injured seamen can claim several types of damages, reflecting both economic and non-economic losses.
These damages include 1. Medical expenses.
Injured seamen are eligible for compensation that covers all medical expenses associated with the injury. This includes costs for hospitalization, medications, physical therapy, and other medical needs.
2. Lost wages. This covers the earnings that the seamen would have received if they had not been injured.
It includes compensation for the time they are unable to work while recovering.
3.
Lost wage earning capacity. If the injury affects the seamen's ability to earn wages in the future, compensation for lost wage earning capacity can be claimed. This considers the potential income the seaman could have earned if the injury had not occurred.
4. Pain and suffering. Compensation for both the physical and emotional suffering caused by the injury. 5.
Vocational retraining costs. If the injury prevents the seaman from returning to their previous maritime duties, they can claim costs associated with training for a new vocation suited to their capabilities post-injury. These damages are designed to provide substantial support to injured seamen, helping them manage the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of their injuries.
Compensation and benefits under the Jones Act.
The Jones Act provides compensation in three primary areas: loss of earnings, medical expenses, and pain and suffering. In certain instances, punitive damages may also be applicable.
Lost earnings.
Compensation for lost earnings includes current earnings and future earning capacity, considering potential pay raises and career advancements. Benefits such as vacation time, 401k, and/or pensions are also taken into account.
Medical expenses.
The Jones Act covers present and anticipated future medical expenses. This can include medication, physical therapy, rehabilitation, surgeries, mental health treatment, and more.
Pain and suffering.
The Jones Act also provides compensation for both physical and mental anguish resulting from the injury. Several factors, including the severity of the injuries and the extent of physical pain and mental distress, determine the compensation amount.
Punitive damages.
In cases where employers have knowingly and recklessly breached their duty in providing a seaworthy vessel, seamen may be eligible for punitive damages.
Making your case for Jones Act damages.
If you're a maritime worker who's been injured on the job, it's crucial to understand your legal rights and options under the Jones Act. At Quaria Law Firm LLC, our team of experienced personal injury attorneys can help guide you through the process, ensuring you receive the compensation you deserve. Don't hesitate to contact us today for more information or to schedule a free consultation.
You're not alone in this.
Let us help you navigate your way to recovery.